This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party nominates 9 Central Committee members, appoints Jagdish Kharel as party spokesperson. Government issues immediate public service improvement action plan to make public service delivery faster, transparent and citizen-friendly. Continuous rainfall disrupts roads across several parts of the country. Nighttime vehicular movement restricted on several road sections. And China rejects U.S. sanctions on Iran, calls on all sides to address tensions through political and diplomatic means. Now the news in detail. The ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, has nominated 9 individuals as members of its Central Committee. A Central Committee meeting held yesterday nominated Shuni Lamsal, Sudhan Gurung, Pratibha Rawal, Bhupdev Shah, Purushottam Suprabhat Yadav, Dr. Manohar Pradhan, Basumaya Tamang, Surendra Chaudhary and Dr. Bhakta Bahadur Rai as Central Committee members. The meeting also assigned various party positions and departmental responsibilities. Purushottam Suprabhat Yadav was appointed co-general secretary, Dr. Manohar Pradhan as treasurer, Basumaya Tamang as co-treasurer and Dr. Jagdish Kharel as spokesperson. Dr. Namita Yadav and Surendra Chaudhary were appointed co-spokespersons according to General Secretary Bipin Kumar Acharya. Acharya further shared that Ganesh Parajuli, Shishir Khanal, Biraj Bhakta Shrestha, Purushottam Suprabhat Yadav, Dr. Manohar Pradhan, Kavindra Burla Koti, Jagdish Kharel, Lima Adhikari Acharya, Deepak Bohra, Samiksha Baskota, Shiv Nepali, Indira Rana Magar and Manish Jha were nominated as members of the party secretariat. Under departmental responsibilities, Pramod Neopane has been appointed head of the organization department, Shishir Khanal head of the internationals department, Vijaya Jairu head of public service and public grievance management department, Dr. Tosima Karki head of public health department, Nisa Dangi head of infrastructure department and Lima Adhikari Acharya head of the economics department. Likewise, Kamal Subedi has been appointed deputy head of the training department. The RSP also decided to approve the candidate selection framework 2083 prepared under the coordination of General Secretary Acharya for the upcoming local elections, incorporating suggestions received during the meeting. It also decided to form an 11-member committee under the coordination of General Secretary Acharya to prepare a document on the right to recall. The government has issued the immediate public service improvement action plan 2083 aimed at making public services faster, simpler, transparent and citizen-friendly. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has circulated the action plan to all ministries, government offices and provincial authorities for implementation. According to spokesperson at Prime Minister's office, Hemraj Aryal, the plan focuses on identifying problems in service delivery and introducing low-cost measures for immediate improvement. It aims to reduce unnecessary visits to government offices, clearly inform citizens about required documents and procedures, reduce service time and cost, and expand the use of technology. The government has targeted visible improvements within 30 days in key areas, including administration, transport, passports, examinations, revenue, telecommunications, and drinking water services. Grievance handling through digital platforms, focal persons and regular monitoring are also included. Continuous rainfall has disrupted road traffic in several parts of the country while vehicular movement has been restricted on some road sections during the night due to the risk of floods and landslides. According to a report issued by the Nepal Police Headquarters this morning, roads have been affected in Kabre Palanchok, Sindhu Palchok, Rasua, Rukum West, Lamjung, Ilam, Nuakot, Rolpa, Palpa and Makwanpur. The Khurkot Nepalthok Katunje Besi Road in Kabre Palanchok is closed to all vehicles from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. while traffic is allowed during the daytime. Similarly, vehicle movement on the Kanti Highway in Makwanpur is restricted from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. The Tokhatahare Road in Nuwakot is closed from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. except for essential services. Several major highways have been completely blocked by landslides, flooding and road erosion. These include the Mechi Highway in Ilam, Araniko Highway in Sindhupalchok, Trisuli Mailung Siafrubesi Road in Raswa, Pasang Lamu Highway, Jajarkot Dolpa Road in Rukum West, Besi Sahar Manang Road in Lamjung and Ghorahi Thawang Rukum Sahid Path in Ropa. The Siddharth Highway in Palpa has also been blocked following a landslide near the Siddhababa Tunnel Road. Police have urged travelers to assess the situation before starting their journey, use alternative routes where possible, and exercise caution due to the continued risk of floods and landslides. Prime Minister Balendra Shah arrived in Pokhara on a family trip yesterday afternoon. He is scheduled to stay in a resort of Mathapuchhre Rural Municipality 6. Kaski's Assistant Chief District Officer Chitrangad Baral confirmed the Prime Minister's arrival with his family. Baral said that no official events were scheduled following the Prime Minister's arrival. However, locals at Astam of Mathapuchhre Rural Municipality have been elated by the Prime Minister's visit. Tourism and entrepreneurs are also happy with Shah's arrival in town. They hope the visit will contribute to enhancing the tourism industry in Kaski. His family is scheduled to visit Mustang today. The government has issued the Software Development and Operations Committee Formation Order 2083-BS. Spokesperson and Joint Secretary at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers Hemraj Aryal shared that a six-member committee has been formed under the chairpersonship of the Secretary at the Prime Minister's office. The Cabinet meeting on August 19th approved the order to develop, upgrade and maintain software used in public institutions and make public service delivery IT-based. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Biraj Bhakta Shrestha has highlighted the need to take prompt action with preparedness in the fields of water, food, irrigation and disaster resilience. In his address at the inaugural ceremony of the national workshop Super El Nino and Climate Risk Impacts on Water, Food, Energy and Disaster Resilience yesterday, he stressed the urgency to take strides keeping potential impacts of Super El Nino into consideration. The workshop was organized in Lalitpur by the Secretariat of the Water and Energy Commission and the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Education and Sports Susmit Pokhrel has shared that suggestions are being collected through Education Dialogue Program in order to address it in a policy and legal manner. Talking to media persons at Thangadi Airport yesterday, Minister Pokhrel underlined that the ministry has been organizing programs to collect suggestions for the new School Education Act and regulation going to be formulated. The minister emphasized that all three levels of government need to work together for the development of the education sector. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. China has rejected the planned U.S. measures to inflict economic pain on Iran. Al Jazeera cited Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Lin Xian as saying a new round of U.S. economic pressure will not help resolve the conflict in the Middle East. Speaking at a regular news briefing in Beijing on Friday, Lin said sanctions and pressure will not help resolve the issue and called on all sides to address tensions through political and diplomatic means. China has repeatedly rejected unilateral U.S. sanctions, arguing that measures not authorized by the U.N. Security Council lack a basis in international law. Lin's comments came as Washington steps up economic pressure on Iran and urges Beijing to curb its economic ties with Tehran. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country today. Moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of the country today. Likewise, moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also expected in the parts of Tarai areas of Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudar Pashchim provinces, as well as some places in Madhes province and the Tarai areas of Kosi and Lumini provinces. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rashtriya Swatantra Party nominates 9 Central Committee members, appoints Jagdish Kharel as party spokesperson. Government issues immediate public service improvement action plan to make public service delivery faster, transparent and citizen-friendly. Continuous rainfall disrupts roads across several parts of the country, nighttime vehicular movement restricted on several road sections. And China rejects U.S. sanctions on Iran, calls on all sides to address tensions through political and diplomatic means. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.